You're listening to the Rot Pod, where big things come in small packages, people. All right, everybody, I'm here at Lucky 66 Bowl. Every time I tell somebody, every time I tell my family, friends, I always say Lucky Bowl 66. I kind of get those two words mixed up. But it is Lucky 66 Bowl, and I'm here today. I'm interviewing one of the guys here from Leilani's Cafe. So you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, yeah, my name is Joel Segura, owner of Leilani's New Mexican Restaurant. We're located inside the Lucky 66 Bowl. We're not your typical bowling alley food. All of our food is New Mexican, completely homemade. Our chef is my dad. He makes everything homemade on a daily basis, so you're not getting reheated food every day.
Yeah, you make a good point where it's not your typical bowling alley food, right? Some of them like to heat up food. Yeah, but this is like you make it right out, right?
Yeah. Usually, when you go into a bowling alley, all you see is them popping something in a microwave or a fryer. But in this case, we do everything homemade. I mean, and I can say our taste is unique. I can say that you can't find food like ours anywhere in the state of New Mexico. We've been in business since 2012 under this name. The name comes from my six-year-old daughter. And we've pretty much been just working at it and trying to build clientele. This is our third location. The previous two locations, unfortunately, we had to relocate due to the building getting sold. But we ended up getting this opportunity, and now we're just trying to run with it and trying to build a new clientele in this area.
Nice, nice. And what's the food that you guys have? You guys have ribbon fries, chili cheese fries, Frito pies, and a lot more, right?
Yeah, so we have a little bit of your typical snack food, but we also have homemade. Like, we do burritos, we do enchiladas, we do tacos, red and green chili, of course. Like you mentioned, the ribbon fries, typically you can only find those at events such as the State Fair or Balloon Fiesta, etc. But we are one of the locations here in Albuquerque that does serve them year-long. So you can either get it as an appetizer or accompany it with one of our sandwiches or burgers.
Nice. Since you mentioned like the State Fair or anything like that, have you guys ever been to? You guys ever make the food out there?
Under our business name, we've never had a place at either one, a booth at either one, but we are very familiar with how it works and how it operates, as we've operated it before under somebody else's business.
Oh, okay. All right. Last week, my family and I had some of your burritos, your chicken burritos, your ribbon fries, and your tacos. And man, we walked out of here with a full stomach, and it was good, man. Especially the tacos. The tacos were a little bit different, but the flavor, it was kind of, it's like with the meat. How can I explain it? It's like all in one. You know when you like eat when you eat taco, you can taste it. You can taste the shell, and then you taste the lettuce, and then you taste everyone, yes, one by one. Yes. But this one's like the whole thing was in one taste. That's the best way I can explain it.
That's good. Yeah. The way we do our tacos is a little bit differently than your typical flavoring. Like I mentioned, our flavor of every single one of our dishes is unique compared to what you usually receive at a typical New Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. And you said with your family, you and your family are making the food and homemade and all that?
Yeah, it's me, my dad, and my mom. My dad is the chef. He's a mastermind behind all the recipes. So we have a great support system. I mean, nothing beats like working with family.
Yeah, I think one thing that a listener would probably ask is, like, if they're listening to this right now, they'll probably say, like, what's the food that you would recommend? Like, somebody comes in like, hey, I'm hungry. Well, what should I get? You know, what's the best thing that you have?
I mean, I can't say there's one specific thing. It just really depends on what you're craving. But one of our very good sellers here and at our previous locations is called the New Mexico Burger. So all of our burgers are half a pound patty that we freshly do on a daily basis. So we don't buy frozen patties. We buy the ground beef and portion it out in half pound patties. The New Mexico burger is a half a pound patty, mozzarella cheese, bacon, and the chile relleno. Huge burger. I mean, it's even hard to even take a bite into it. It's something that you definitely need to come in here and try. If you like, you can take a look at one of our pictures. We're on social media. You can look us up on Facebook or Instagram, Leilani's New Mexican Restaurant, and you can see some of the pictures of our food. But that doesn't do any justice. You have to come in here and actually try it for yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think one food that's very, very familiar and popular in New Mexico is the green chili, huh? You gotta have the green chili.
Yeah, the green chili and the red chili are very popular items. So we offer that with our burrito plates, our enchiladas, and however you wanna mix the chili with. But like I mentioned before, I could say that our chilies are completely different than your typical New Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, cool, cool. There was this guy that a fan of the podcast. Yeah. He was a comedian. So he was out in California, I think, at the time, because he was traveling.
Yeah.
So he was on the podcast and he was saying like, well, what's a good restaurant to go to? What places are good to see in New Mexico and stuff like that? And at that time, my mind was blank. So, but this time, I could tell you, hey, and I forgot his name. Sorry, the comedian, I forgot his name.
Yeah.
But if he's listening right now, I'll tell you right now, come to Leilani's and you'll enjoy some good New Mexican food, right?
Definitely. That's something that that we can vouch on, that we have great reviews with our food. So definitely come down here and try it. Don't freak out. Don't get scared out of the location that we're at. I mean, it's a little small snack bar type. But all of our plates are homemade food. I mean, as I mentioned before, something that you definitely won't find at a typical bowling alley.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that sounds good. I think the next food item I'm gonna have on is the burger. I'm gonna try that. It sounds really good. Like I was telling you before, this ain't gonna be the last interview. You know, like if there's new food that you come out, or if you're offering something to anybody here at Lucky 66 Bowl or any of the listeners, and I'll come by and we'll do another podcast together and we'll talk about food and something like that. So this ain't gonna be the last time. But for now, is there anything that you would like to give to the listeners of the podcast?
Yeah, definitely. First of all, thank you for coming down here and having this interview with us. To all you listeners out there, what we're going to be doing is that we're going to be offering you guys a free order of ribbon fries with the purchase of a meal. So come on by, try our food, give it a shot, and we'll get you going with the order of ribbon fries to open up your appetite while you wait for your food.
Okay. And do they have to say anything, or?
Yeah, just mention that you heard us on the podcast, and we'll get you a free order of ribbon fries with the purchase of a meal.
Awesome, awesome. All right. And yeah. And if you're out of New Mexico and you want to get some ribbon fries, come down to New Mexico.
Yeah, please do. Please, all you listeners out there, if you get a chance, come on in and give us a shot. You won't regret it.
You won't regret it, yeah. And I know if you come down to Lucky 66 Bowl now, you're going to miss this season of volleyball. But in the springtime, there's going to be another volleyball tournament going on. You can come join that then. Or if you want to come down, hang out, do some bowling, and then have some Leilani's at the same time. Or if you're just hungry and you're driving by, just come on Leilani's and get some food. And one more information to give the listeners, phone number and where you're located.
We're located at the Lucky 66 Bowl on 4th Street. Phone number to get a hold of us would be 505-615-3346. If you feel like you want to call in an order before you come in, just feel free to give us a call. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. till 10 p.m., depending on business. On our busy days, we typically stay open a little bit later. Great, thank you all for listening, and please stop on by once again.
Hey, what's up, everybody? That was Joel. Joel S. That's what I call him. Joel S. I can't pronounce his last name. But if you know it, kudos to you. Joel. Yeah, that was Joel from Leilani's New Mexico restaurant. Food is delicious. I mean, you hear this on the podcast right now. You're listening to the podcast right now. Share it. Share this with your friends and family if they want some good food. If they want some recommended food, I would say. Not just some good food, okay? I'm not just going to go into any restaurant and just tell the Rock Pod listeners, hey, check out this place. Check out this place. It's okay food. Nope. Not for us. Leilani's is a recommended place to eat. We've had a few of their items already since they've been at Lucky 66 Bowl. So we get to say we recommend this place to anybody, everybody that's looking for some good food. It's not your typical restaurant place. You know, like you drive down the street, you see the building, and you say, oh, let's try that restaurant out. No, it's inside the Lucky 66 Bowl. Right when you go in, it's to the right, just right there. You'll see it on the right side. It's a small kitchen. It's basically just a kitchen to prepare everybody's food the way they want it, what they want, cook to order. There are a few tables just right outside the small kitchen. So I mean, the food is good. Like I said, it's recommended by Mrs. B, Little B, and myself, and some family that's already eating there. So they love the food. Can't say enough good things about this place. The last food item that we ate, we had the New Mexican burger. It's a big hamburger. The chili relleno added a good touch to it. I mean, the burger was good. A big half-pound burger. It's not the frozen patties where they slap it on the grill, they cook it. No, like he was saying, they pat them down and throw them on the grill, and everything that came with the burger was very, very good. Very, very delicious, I'm not gonna lie. And when we were eating, he told us that, because he was asking us how the food was. And we were told him it was good with our mouth stuffs and everything. And he was saying, yeah, even the bread too. The bread was pretty much almost homemade. It was good. There's no other way to say it. No microwave food. Restaurant is a family name, as you heard. There are no other locations around Albuquerque. No buildings of their own. I guess if they were to grow, then they'll be able to relocate or add another location in Albuquerque. But for now, they're inside Lucky 66 Bowl. It's on 4th Street. And the best way that everybody will know where it is on 4th Street, it's located by Sadie's restaurant on 4th Street. So it's across the Smith, the Planet Fitness. There's a Dion's. There's a Pizza 9. There's a lot of burger right there as well. And then you'll see Lucky 66 Bowl. So just head on in, go to the right, order some food, homemade food, snack food. Get yourself some fried ice cream. Like if you're following them now on Facebook and Instagram, you'll see pictures of many, many different foods. And the one that I want to try next time we go, Mrs. B, if you're listening, fried ice cream. I want to try some ice cream. You know, sweet tooth, got to get some ice cream pie or whatever it is. I'm gonna try the fried ice cream next time we go. So you can see on social media, enchiladas, burritos, hamburgers, chili relleno, everything. It's pretty good place. So highly recommend it. 5 stars on the Rock Pod. But for now, head on there, get yourself some free river fries with the purchase of a meal. And all you have to do is just say, yep, heard it on the podcast, seen it from the podcast, and you'll get yourself some free ribbon fries. And the ribbon fries are good. They're big. Joel and his family, they don't go easy on the ribbon fries. I'm going to tell you that. They throw in a lot in there, and you just it's just some good food. So head on there for lunch, dinner, Tuesdays to Saturdays is when they're open. And they're pretty much open when the bowling is open. It can be longer than 10 p.m. or shorter if there's something going on in the bowling alley, if a business is using it or something like that. But if the bowling alley is open later than 10, then they will stay open later than 10. If there's a lot of people there eating and enjoying themselves, then they'll stay later than 10. So it's come down, meet Joel. Tell him you heard the podcast. Ask him for some recommended food. He'll recommend whatever you feel like eating at that moment. And he's a great guy to meet. So go on down there and give their food a try. And the one thing that I was going to ask a question when during the interview was if they cater. So after the interview, I remember the question. So I went to go ask him, and he said they do cater. So if you're looking for a caterer for some good New Mexican food, he says you can. They give out menus if you would like to take home a menu, but they can cater anything on the menu, or if you're wanting them to cook up some other homemade food, they will cater that type of food to you. So pretty much homemade food at your request, whenever, wherever. Just give them a call and eat some good food. That's all I can say. People, eat some good food. So after talking about that good food, give you guys a little bit, a few updates, a few topics to let you guys know of. And first of all, first and foremost, rollingoffjackpodcast.com /deals. Check out some of the latest deals and a few things that I would like to recommend, talk to you guys about. For $14.80 with the code attached, you could get a smoke detector that has a camera in it. Oh, what? Yeah. Just replace your... You don't have to install anything. Just purchase this camera smoke detector. Unscrew your current smoke detector. Maybe just a few screws that's holding it to the ceiling. And voila, bam, Bigelow, jing, jaladane. You have your smoke detector camera. And then with that, of course, comes with the apps for all the cameras that I put up on the deals list. There's an app that comes with the camera to where you can get notifications for motion, sound detection, and even live view. So if you're wanting to look at that specific moment on those cameras, it's all everything in the app. Everything shows up in the app for you to view what's going on or what happened. So if you're not really wanting to add new screw holes to your walls, to your ceilings and all that, all you have to do is just buy the smoke detector camera and replace your current smoke detector, and you got 2-in-1. Pretty cool, right? Cool. Another item that's pretty good is for $5.59 is a Bluetooth tracker. For this time, it's only the one piece for $5. And sometimes I see on my list like a pack of 5 or a pack of 4 for a little bit much more price. But for one of these Bluetooth trackers, $5 with the code. And with this one, a lot of people try to understand how to use this. It's not GPS. It's Bluetooth. So Bluetooth goes a limited distance. With audio, they tend to say around 30 feet, but with other signals, maybe such as this one, like a tracker, it could go a little bit farther just because it's not really working as hard to send a lot of information over Bluetooth. So the less information sent over Bluetooth, the longer distance you can go. So this Bluetooth tracker, $5, put it on. Maybe if you can, it's pretty small. I think it's a little bit bigger than a quarter size teardrop shape. Stick it to your remote control if you want, or it has a little key ring on the end of this tracker, so you could put it on your keys. You could put it on whatever you want to put it on, whatever you want to track, whatever you keep losing. And all you have to do is just download the app, connect the tracker to it, and if you put it on your keys and you can't find your keys at the moment, just pull out your smartphone, open the app, hit the find button, and the Bluetooth tracker device itself will start notifying you, either making some sort of sound. I think you can choose your alert sounds as well, so that starts ringing and then you'll be able to find your keys. And it can go the other way as well. If you misplaced your smartphone, you can, and your keys are hanging in a certain spot, you can push the button on the Bluetooth tracker and your smartphone will start ringing. And when you set up the app, you set up everything on the app, and you have to allow your smartphone to access like the sound, and maybe even the camera or something like that. It'll let you know like this app needs to access your sounds, your mic or something like that. So you just click yes, allow. It's not gonna hurt your phone, or it's not gonna hurt anything else. It just needs to know that when this thing sends a signal to the phone will be able to do what it needs to do to let you know where the phone is at. So that's basically it. Nothing wrong with doing that. Recommend one of these ones if you're always losing your keys or remotes or anything else that you want to find and that is always lost. So Bluetooth tracker, always good little device, gadget, birthday gift, stocking gift. It's small enough for anybody, and you probably pretty much use it every day if you lose something every day, right? Little B and I, we're still working out, always headed down to Revived Nutrition Mondays and Wednesdays, 5:15 for their Ripped and Fit workout session. And the trainers there are always doing a good job in helping us stay fit, get fit. And when we get there, we pay the usual $6 for a tea that we drink during the workout, and then we get our protein shake afterwards. And with these shakes, it's the Herbalife, so you get a wide variety of flavors for your shake, and the shakes are good. I just want to give a shout out to Alex out there making them shakes delicious. When I first started with Revive Nutrition a few years ago, the shakes was one of the things that I kept going back for, just because it was the shakes are real, real good the way he makes it. They're not too watery and not too thick, so they're real, real good, especially with the sweetness of the Herbalife flavors. Pretty, pretty good. The last shake we had was a kind of like a chocolate mint, and usually I don't like mint, but the flavor, the sweetness of the chocolate overcame the mint a lot more. That it tastes so good. So if you guys want to do a workout session, or you want to give it a try, let me know and I'll give you some more information. And just a quick fire through story session. That's my cool sound effect. First thing on the list: limited edition PS4 Pro is gonna be selling to the public. 500, or actually over 500 million PlayStation systems sold worldwide, people. Worldwide. Countless adventures, courageous stands against evil, lifelong memories of playing with family and friends. And they just want to thank the fans for their support over the past 24 years. And for the exact number, 525.3 million PlayStation systems sold worldwide. Yes, yes. And they will be selling a limited edition PS4 Pro. It's sort of a black, bluish navy blue, light blue, bluish color. They're calling it translucent dark blue. And the console itself and the controller are matching. So this is a one of a kind. And if you want to grab one of these in the US, it's going to be $500. And there's only going to be 50,000 of these sold to the public. And this is a PS4 Pro, so it's able to, it's one of the fastest consoles with a 2 terabyte hard drive. And the PS4 pretty much plays 4K, HDR, everything high res for you guys if you guys have the 4K TVs and the higher end TV. So, but either way, if you wanted to grab one of these limited edition, only 50,000 of them will be available for the public. Have you guys ever seen 47 Meters Down? It's an adventure, drama, horror movie. And it's basically two sisters vacationing in Mexico are trapped in a shark cage at the bottom of the ocean. With less than an hour of oxygen left and great white sharks circling nearby, they must fight to survive. So in this movie is Mandy Moore, Claire Holt, Chris Johnson, Yanni Gelman, Santiago Segura. And they're pretty much, it's a good movie if you're wanting to watch something from Redbox or something to rent. Yeah, if you want to watch something different, it's a good movie. Recommended movie, I'd say 3.5 out of 5 stars, just because it's a little bit different and the suspense of on being underwater and those times where the in the movie where the person is trying to breathe, you know, like, and they're holding their breath and they have to hold their breath for so long. You kind of get caught up in the moment and you're actually holding your breath yourself. So I've caught myself doing that a couple of times. I've caught Mrs. B do that a few times as well. But it gets you when you get into the movie. So this is one of those type of movies. And it's pretty good. And the reason why I mentioned this was because there's going to be a sequel coming out of 47 Meters Down. And the title is going to be 47 Meters Down, The Next Chapter. So they said it's kind of a cheesy title, but that's the... They're not going for the best title ever. It's just a title that basically describes the next movie, the next chapter. So we'll see if we're gonna check this out in the theaters. But if not, we can always wait for Redbox to watch it, or the dollar theaters to watch it. We'll see when it comes around. You know, see if the trailer is any good. And let me know if you've watched the 47 meters down, the first one, and if you liked it. If not, let me know. Give me some feedback, people. I always like to know what people are thinking of the movies, of games, of food, and all those other things. And one of the last topics here on the Rock Pod is Sennheiser's Memory Mic. So Sennheiser, everybody knows Sennheiser's. They make pretty good headphones, earphones, Bluetooths, and all that. So they've created they call it a Bluetooth mic. And it's basically a mic where you can, it's a portable mic, I'd say the size of a teeth floss box. Okay, and you basically use the app to start recording, record, stop, however, whatever, from the smartphone. And with this, you pretty much record whatever. And if you, just because it's Bluetooth, and you know, like how I said, the Bluetooth has a limited range. So if you're recording, and somehow the phone gets far away from the mic, the recorder itself is smart enough to keep recording and keep recording the audio on its onboard memory, so you don't lose anything, which is pretty good. especially if your smartphone is running out of battery and you need to do a quick interview or you need to do a quick recording of something and you don't have time to charge your phone or you don't have a battery pack with you, you could just still hit the record button, do what you need to record, and then if for every reason it gets disconnected from the smartphone, the memory mic will be able to store the audio recorded on board, and then you could retrieve it later to use. So this is a pretty good mic. I know some people, when they're doing interviews, they do the what's that mic called? But it's the lapel mic. They give the interviewee a lapel mic, and they talk on that, and then they have either wireless, which they have to stay in range, or they do wired. So the wired goes from the interviewee to the interviewer, and you record everything like that. So something that would be the typical audio recording that you would use. So this would almost be the same, but everything is wireless and Bluetooth, and you could do it without no wires, and everything will be recorded. So this one would be pretty good. It's selling for around $200, and if you're really into recording, or if you're a podcaster, or maybe you could maybe use this for school work, the box, the recording box, it doesn't need to be near you. You could put, such the first thing I'm thinking about is class, is a classroom. You could move your mic closer to the front of the room, leave it there, let it record while you're in the back still doing your listening, taking notes or whatever. And then when you're finished, you just stop the recording. Everything's recorded on there. And if you're wanting to look back on this, then for the notes and memory refresh, then you could just grab the audio from there and you're good to go. This will be pretty useful if you're doing a lot of recording. So Sennheiser's memory mic, around $200 if you're a serious recorder, and maybe not just voice but also sound, studio, music, voice, everything. Okay people, it's the end of the episode. I'm glad you came to download, stream the Rot Pod, Rolling Off Track podcast, topics rolling off track, everything food, everything, more interviews coming, more deals, just people helping people. You know what I mean? There's some like this little restaurant, Leilani's. It was a place inside a bowling alley where maybe a lot of people wouldn't think a good restaurant is. So, Rot Pod, we try and give you more of that. Find some of those secret hideouts that have the hidden treasures inside them. So, and since you listen to the podcast and you want to head down there, just let them know you listen to the podcast. You heard it on the podcast. And they'll throw in some free ribbon fries for you. And there's this other podcast that I would recommend to you if you want to check out another podcast. It's called Secret Transmission Podcast. It's a pretty good podcast that I've been listening to for maybe over a year now. And every now and then they come out with some good topics. But basically Secret Transmission, they talk about myths, creatures, UFOs, a lot of scary stories, paranormal stuff, those type of topics. So Secret Transmission Podcast is recommended from the Rot Pod. And the latest one, the description that they have, it says a Japanese cult terrorist group with a leader who believed he was a god. I guess there was an event that happened in Tokyo on a subway, an attack, and they said this guy was behind it. And I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm gonna give it a listen. So if you're into some another different podcast you want to check out, so check out Secret Transmission Podcast. And hopefully you guys enjoyed the podcast. Find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. You can find the /deals/merch. Where you can purchase some t-shirts. More designs will be put up. Yeah, just to few ways to let me know that you're supporting the podcast. Maybe sending some pictures with a t-shirt that you purchased, or just putting on social media that you just heard the podcast and here's my question, or here's my thought about a certain subject, you know, something like that. Yeah, it'd be good to hear from the listeners out there. Podcast still going strong. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for streaming. And I'll see you on the next episode. More interviews with people, fitness, training, food, tech, gaming, photography. Have a good one, people. Peace.